three short words. Getting you off. It sounds easy, doesn't it?
Brief Lives by Tom Fry and Sharon Kelly. Episode 1.
Dee Dee.
Why are you hiding down there?
I'm not hiding. I'm praying.
Bailiffs don't usually come in high heels, you know.
Oh, didn't you remember the code to this thing? It's 999999, isn't it?
No, I changed it to our wedding anniversary yesterday.
Oh, right. So that's,
Yes.
Ooh,
I'll do it, Frank.
What are you doing here anyway? Thought you were going shopping.
They were closed.
What? All of them?
Darling, I was taking this dress back to change it. I love it, and I am very touched that you bought it in a size 10.
Now, give it here. I'll sort it.
Okay. Funny the shop was closed.
And the trouser pockets, Mr. Bradman.
Gonna do a strip search too?
You're not my type.
Yeah, I've only got two legs. Why are you doing this?
We've had some very dodgy reps in here lately.
Oh, and there's me thinking it was for your own pleasure.
I'll keep this.
What, my key ring?
There's a knife on it.
A pen knife.
I dread to think what your client could do with that.
Oh, well done, DC Hyten. You prevented a nasty fruit peeling incident. Are you telling me you're searching every single legal advisor that walks through the door?
It's discretionary. With a qualified solicitor, you don't have to be so careful.
And why not?
Officers of the court, aren't they? But with you lot, what is you officially call yourself these days?
Here we go.
Oh, yes. Accredited representatives. Another way of saying a smart ass with a certificate.
Can I see my client now?
All in good time.
Now, Mr. Hyten. Or you can go and get the duty officer.
There's something about the smell of stale kebab in the morning.
Hey, it's nice to have a restaurant downstairs.
It's the first time I've heard the kebab shack called a restaurant.
Don't knock this shack. A lot of its customers are our customers too.
Frank, how long is this thing going to be here?
That thing is a valuable piece of history.
What, a football shirt?
As worn by Dennis Stewart on the day that City won the League Cup.
Oh, ancient history then.
Hey, watch it. Today it shall be hung above my desk.
I don't think so.
Why not?
This is a legal services office, not a locker room.
Well, I suppose it could go above our bed. Oh, look at that. Brilliant. They've even included batteries.
What's that?
That is a mint condition dictaphone circa 1983. It's a collector's item, and I won a vicious bidding war on eBay for this.
You spent money on it?
A legitimate business expense.
Fine, except we haven't got any money. I don't believe it.
What?
That dog's bounced another check on us.
Sure, McGregor's solicitor, so bent to make the criminals feel good about themselves.
They should put that on their business cards. Right, I'm ringing him up and telling him we want cash now, and then you are going to go round and pick it up, and don't settle for less than $1,000.
That fat dog can get nasty.
Oh, you'll be fine, as long as he doesn't sit on you.
6:30, door smashed in, no warning.
Warning sort of spoil things for them a bit.
Wife's feeding a baby, screaming, and you're nicked, cuffed up. It's out of order.
And you know nothing about it?
Nothing. This is police harassment, mate.
I still don't know why they arrested you.
I've got form. It's an easy nick.
They must have something.
Look, they do what they like round my way. What are they telling you?
Nothing. Officer's blanking me.
See?
On the custody record it says burglary, address in Didsbury.
I told them when they nicked me. I didn't burgle it.
They could have forensic, you know, prints.
Well, of course they got prints. I've been in there. I'm a decorator, aren't I? Painted the place top to bottom.